What is the sound that immediately makes you angry? Like when the woman was taste testing the steak nuggets in the last segment. You could see Maitland's muscles tightening, her jaw clenching. Very relatable. The sound of that lady eating, even if you're distracted by her Michelin rolls. Babendum neck. What is the sound that makes you angry immediately?
You guys have one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
About a million.
Yeah. I got one.
But let's get on the phone if you can do the impression. Jasmine, do you think you can do the impression? What is the sound that drives you crazy?
I hate on radio commercials when they pour a drink into a glass, like the ice tinkling, and then you hear the can go, and then you go, glug into the glass.
I
will shut the radio off.
It doesn't make you want to have a drink like they're thinking it does. It makes you want to not be listening.
Exactly. I'm like, power button, shut it off. What? I don't care. Different station until the commercial's over.
Jasmine, what about, like, you're at a restaurant when they're pouring the drink, like refilling your soda or whatever? That doesn't bother you, but it's just when you can only hear the audio. That would be understandable to me. It's totally different.
It's more on the radio, but it also bugs me, like, if people are sitting around me and they're, like, shaking their glass with ice in it.
Okay.
Drives me nuts.
I can see that. Okay, thank you, Jasmine.
This is not a dig on Jasmine, but just from my time phone screening, like what Tommy does, the sound of wind in the background yes. on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always wonder if it drives, I don't think it drives listeners as people listening as crazy, not the people calling because they can't hear it, but the people listening. I always wonder if it drives them as crazy as it does us.
Probably not. I think we're just more in tune to it.
Yeah.
Especially since we have headphones on, yeah. So we hear it a lot.
If you've ever worn the phone screening little headset thing, too, there were so many times when I was in that booth where you'd answer it and you have to like yank the earpiece away. Just
it feels
because
so much louder.
Oh, it's bad.
Loretta in Pennsylvania. Hi, Loretta.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What is the sound that makes you angry when you hear it?
Styrofoam.
Like rubbing together?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how, like, vacuums, like, they have pieces of styrofoam in them, and, like, you try to pull the vacuum out, and it rubs against the cardboard?
Mm-hmm. You mean like when you buy a new one?
Like when you get a new one,
yeah. Like when you buy a new anything?
Oh, it's awful. Cardboard.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, styrofoam rubbing together is the worst.
I never even thought about it. Like, that's always an exciting time. I got a new TV, I got a new vacuum, whatever. Love that sound.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I used to work in a factory that all we did was, like, styrofoam, like pieces would come out of a line.
You worked
styrofoam.
At a styrofoam factory?
And now, and it was like, oh, I'm fine with this. And then now, since I don't work there, I can't stand it. So I don't know what it is. I don't get it.
No,
well, it's the exposure. You were exposed to it so much that you're like, you hate it now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you, Loretta.
No, yeah, I wasn't exposed to it in a styrofoam factory, and I hate it. Like, two pieces of styrofoam rubbing together, it's one of those ones that will make like every part of my body tense up when I hear it.
Yeah.
Like I hate it.
Like when you buy one of those, sort of disposable cheapo styrofoam coolers, and you're like, oh man, we should get a 6-pack of beer and some ice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a cooler from the grocery store too. And you buy it. And then in the back of the SUV or the car, you just hear it wiggling with the movement of the bumps.
Yeah. I won't buy one of those. And I won't be friends with people who are too cheap to buy a real cooler that they can use over again.
I can't wait to come to your party in a couple of weeks. I'm going to bring like 5 styrofoam coolers.
I'm going to make you park on the road.
And wear styrofoam gloves, Steve. So you can rub your hands together whenever you want.
You get
very convenient.
It
won't make your fingers hot at all.
But aren't your kids, or weren't they really into like melting styrofoam with,
oh, yeah, but that doesn't make a noise.
It was like the acid.
Acetone. 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 Yeah. Yeah, you make fire jelly. It's amazing. It's like
Agent Orange.
No, like napalm.
Napalm.
That's with gasoline. So it burns forever, but not quite as explosively. that's a good way to get rid of styrofoam.
What is the sound that makes you angry when you hear it, especially if it's one where you think other people are going to be fine with it? Casey in Tennessee, what is the sound?
Good morning. First of all, I'm sorry, and you've probably opened Pandora's box. If you're a gamer or like you guys, you spend a lot of time with headsets or you're in a call for a lot of times, sounds like this tend to bother you.
Mouth breathers on the phone. Yes. Oh, and on headsets in gaming? Mm-hmm. Absolutely true, Casey.
Yeah.
Or people who breathe really heavy
it's
when they eat.
Awful stuff.
Like they're scarfing it down so fast.
Those munching sounds, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like
you're pretty good at it.
It's like those people that are always stuffed up so they only can breathe through their mouth while also chewing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, that's what your nose is for.
Like, chill out, man. That food's not running away. It's not going anywhere. Like, slow down.
It's a glandular problem. Thank you,
Casey. Thanks, Casey.
No, they were still there. I was like, what the?
I'm that way with smacking of any kind, but smacking gum. I will death stare at somebody for smacking their gum and then smacking food.
I wonder if I would have hated that as much if my mom didn't hate it so much. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I was conditioned to.
You're chewing like a cow.
Yeah. What are you, chewing your cud?
Maybe. It's funny. Everybody hates lip smacking, I think, but I've never noticed it like individually with one person that would make me angry. But there was a girl I went to school with who every sentence she started was with a lip smack. So it was always like, so anyway, we went here and then we did this and later in class and tomorrow, like every sentence began that way. And it was so grating to me. I'm like, stop doing
Eat some cotton balls or something.
Yeah, bad.
Corey, what's the sound you hate?
Yeah, I work third shift, so I think everybody knows where I'm going with this sound. The lawnmower coming by and waking you up, but gives you that false Doppler effect, like where it's going away, you know, a little, you're like,
when it's close to your house and then it gets.
No. Yeah. You convince yourself like, no, that was just a plane flying over. Like I'm by an airport and then like, it's a little louder and stuff, like right by your window. And I'm like, okay, thanks. I'm back awake now. It's always right. My eyes are nice and heavy, and just getting to sleep. But yeah, you hear it further away and it just gets louder and louder.
You're like, I hope. Oh, good. They're done. Oh,
right
God. They just started.
Yeah.
Corey, thank you.
Oh, yeah. One pass. Yeah.
Third shift must be the work shift that would make you most sensitive to every sound that would make you furious.
Yep.
Because the noise that keeps you awake when you're deadly tired is extra, exponentially frustrating.
Yeah. And it could be anything. It could be birds chirping or like such a normal thing, like the sound of a lawnmower. When you're wide awake in the middle of the day, you don't really think twice about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sounds that are annoying, but a lot of them you can kind of get away from. I think the one that I find the most annoying, though, is somewhere around, I don't know, midnight, and you're laying in bed, and you're...
Oh, mosquitoes.
The midnight mosquito.
I felt my heart rate go up.
Right?
I hate it so bad. The only thing that's even close is the middle of the night smoke detector that... because you know it won't stop.
Yeah.
It won't, like, at least the mosquito might bite you and die or go away. That is the mosquito. Oh, God.
Because now you know you have to get up and turn a light on and find it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Or just keep smacking the side of your head every time you feel something.
Yeah.
Not very productive. 1-800-947-3979. David in Michigan, what's the sound that drives you crazy?
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Oh. Okay.
I have a lady at work that wears nothing but flip-flops all summer long, and I can hear her coming down the hallway to my office to complain about something. It's always to complain about something. Now, every time I hear a flip-flop, it drives me not.
Wait, do you think it would be like if she had a fun, sunny personality that wasn't always complaining? Do you think you would notice the flip flops as much?
It might be a delightful sound if she was bringing me a donut or something nice, right? But it is always the complaint.
You know that that bad sound is followed by something you don't want to be a part of anyway. That's understandable. Thank you, David. Let's see. Steven in Traverse City, what is the thing that drives you bonkers?
Jennifer Coolidge's voice.
I bet you're not alone on that.
Yeah.
And boy, she has recently surged in popularity over the last several years. So now her voice is in like every third commercial, it seems like.
It does seem that way, yeah.
Yeah, I listen to you guys on the app and, three times a commercial I get, oh, hey, it's me, Jennifer Coolidge.
It's funny, there was just somebody. Okay, so we got a really angry email from somebody in New York State who's like, you guys are sellouts. Every time you go to break, I hear Jennifer Coolidge. It makes me so mad. Yeah. What happened to you? And I'm like, well, we don't pick the people who voice the ads than we pick the ads.
We do. Jennifer Coolidge actually reached out to us and said, I'll give you $1 million each if you only play my commercials.
And we said,
isn't
that selling out?
We sold out.
For the record, exactly. If that happened, we would take that money.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And we would be sellouts.
Yeah.
And it would be worth it.
Yeah. Any politician too? You wanna pay me off? No problem.
I'll take bribes.
You mean gifts.
I'll take gifts.
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
That's all I wanted to do as soon as he said that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. She had a strange rise to fame because she was Stifler's mom and then went away for 25 years. And then
I think it was White Lotus.
Yeah.
And now she's huge.
I mean, she did a bunch of those mockumentaries, Best in Show and everything like that. But she was a small part in all
of
those.
She's definitely like part of the gang a little bit. But
she was in Cinderella. You know how they make different versions of Cinderella's movies?
Yes.
It was a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff. She was the evil stepmom. And
oh, she's well cast in that.
Oh, it was so funny.
What about the sound of hammering on the floor below you while you're at work and you can feel it in your feet?
That one's bad.
I don't really like the inconsistency of hammers.
Yeah. I have one that drives me insane that I know everyone else will probably say, oh, I love that sound. Wind chimes. I've always hated the sound of wind chimes.
I like the bamboo ones. But I don't like the ones that sound like high-pitched bells.
Ugh, my mom always had them on like out in the backyard. She'd have a little wind chime hanging from a tree or hanging
like one
from...
or a bunch. I hate when people have a bunch.
I hate
what do you store
so much.
Yeah, if there's it's too many, worse. I just assume you're in the set of Twister. Oh, it must be coming.
Okay, Andrew's got one. This is absolutely 100% universal.
Oh.
You close your eyes, you're falling asleep. Man's best friend, woman's best friend is laying on the floor next to you. And Andrew, what do you hear?
Dog crotch slopping.
Slopping.
Yeah,
crotch slopping.
Dude, yeah, crotch slopping.
It gives me visceral anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then and when you look down and they've got the lipstick out because they're having such a great time, you know it's going to go a long time.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That thing is sparkling.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
I almost hate it more, too, when cats do it because you can hear them swallow.
You can hear cats swallow?
When they're crotch slopping,
Every time you say crotch slopping, I hear it like the crotch slopping.
Yum.
Like Red Robin.
That's how they. That's
crotch slopping.
Yum.
That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. All right, what are the sounds?
Oh man,
that make you crazy, angry as soon as you hear them. Tara has one coming up that is absolutely dead on, and I know for a fact I've done it, and I hate when I do it too.